talk about history that cannot be erased. He died in 2009, but the king of pop, Michael Jackson, releases a new album today, somewhat spookily called Escape. That's the single Love Never Felt So Good. Here to discuss the album is John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck and New Sounds. Welcome back, as always, John.
Hi, John.
So what is are the materials that make up this album? Because there's the obvious question of the absence of the king himself.
Yeah, who is remarkably present on this record. He left behind some pretty, you know, some vocal tracks that were in pretty good shape. So, I mean, they're going back to, like, the 1980s. He sounds great. I mean, the voice sounds great on this record. It's a bit of a Frankenstein's monster, you know, contemporary producers like Timbaland taking these vocal tracks and creating kind of new musical context for them.
And what have you got here that sort of shows how this Frankenstein monster was assembled?
Yeah, well, there's an interesting place called an interesting tune called A Place With No Name, which fans of the old America song, The Horse With No Name, will get kind of a whiff of that song here. And what they've done, the Norwegian production team known as Stargate, has kind of stripped away. Michael Jackson's original demo had those America classic right. rock chords. They've stripped that away and put a whole new sound under Michael Jackson's voice.
As I drove across on the highway, my Jeep began to rock. I didn't know what to do, so I stopped and got out and looked down. I noticed I got a flat tire. So I rocked out, parked the car like sideways.
Jeez, that is an amazing cover.
Well, not really a cover, no, kind of a riff right. on is. The old song yeah. by the band America. And I chose this one because it shows what works and doesn't work about this new Michael Jackson record. What works is it's really interesting. I mean, it's inventive, the way that they've treated these Michael Jackson tracks and tried to contemporize, in the word of executive producer L.A. Reid, contemporize Michael Jackson's voice. I think that works. What maybe doesn't work is Michael Jackson didn't get to be the king of pop by accident. He knew a good song when he wrote one, and he knew a near miss when he wrote one. And I think what we've got here is a bunch of songs that, you know, for anybody else might be okay. For Michael Jackson, they're just kind of like, maybe the producers did their job too well, and maybe some of this music is indistinguishable from other pop music that we're hearing right now.
What about the nostalgia play here? There's some bass tracks, some riffs that are clearly reminiscent of old Michael Jackson material.
Yeah, and some of that seems like it is not intentional. It seems like that's some of the current crop of producers kind of falling into old habits. Some of it might be intended, but I think the real brief here was to make these Michael Jackson songs sound like they could have been written and produced in 2014. And, you know, maybe they did that. Maybe they did that a little too well. The album Escape is, you know, probably covers maybe 10 or more years of these little odds and ends of Michael Jackson.
Here's one more selection. Blue Gangsta.
This one's not bad. I mean, it's sort of the Michael Jackson of Beat It, you know, that right. kind of edgier voice of his. Works, I think, about as well as anything on the record.
You think this will do well?
I mean, I think it's going to be, huge, right? yeah. I mean, for Michael Jackson completists, it's a must-have.
And for a producer, what kind of an assignment is this? The technology really enables this sort of thing like it's never been before.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a no-win situation, frankly, for a producer. What are you going to do with Michael Jackson? You do the best you can, and you hope that the fans buy into it.
Don't ruin it.
Right.
Do no harm. Right. John Schaefer, host of WNYC Soundcheck and New Sounds. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
There is nothing in this world that made me change.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.